This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
More people confirmed dead from that collapse of that condo in Miami. So sad. The Trump Organization rumbling that they might be charged with tax crimes on Thursday. Bill Cosby, huge news, going to be released after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court vacated his conviction and his judgment. Plus, coming up on the show, a conversation with Dr. Nate Spann. He's talking about vaccines and the misinformation and everything else in between, and what does it all mean, and what about the variants. A conversation with a man who risked it all, became homeless, and then had some success in Los Angeles. Really interesting story. That's coming up at the tail end of the hour. And plus, Jack Blunt will join us. And he talks about, sadly, what we're seeing with all these hacks. 700 million LinkedIn users. Now the data on them is for sale on this hacking forum. What is going on? Hey, everybody. It is a holiday week for many people, and 4th of July is coming up soon. Kate Delaney, so thrilled to have all of you joining us for this show. Remember, you can tap me anytime, day or night, 24/7. Just reach out, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. All right, let's talk about the condo first. Four more bodies recovered, and they're still recovering more. So that officially raises the death toll to 16 plus. 147 people are unaccounted for, and this keeps changing on the hour because crews are racing to find, you know, these people. And at least have, as I mentioned before, and I saw during 9/11, there is something to finding the person. And so they're desperately at least trying to do that. And now there's all these tales from people who live in the condo on Surfside that they saw the pool deck and garage collapse before the tower crumbled to the ground, but there was no time to do anything. Some people barely got out with their lives. There are a handful of stories, and it was at 1 in the morning, so there were also people that were asleep and had absolutely no shot of getting out of that building. And you're really talking about this for a long time. We're going to be talking about structural damage. We're going to be talking about buildings. And Miami, that is all anybody's talking about because there's a lot of condos there. And now there are many people who are pushing to have structural investigations into some of them. So we'll see where all that leads. Bill Cosby, huge story. He's going to be released from prison. And again, I mentioned this already. The Supreme Court in Pennsylvania vacated his conviction and his judgment. You can bet there's lots of reaction to this from victims and from a lot of people who have come across Bill Cosby in their professional career. Remember, this was just such a huge story when it happened years and years ago, where there were allegations and then eventually that conviction. So that is very, very big, and this is something that people are, of course, talking about. Also being talked about is the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is expected to charge the former prez with and his company and its chief financial officer, Alan Weiselberg, with going through this whole thing with the tax crimes in connection with perks and benefits awarded to employees. You know, the former president, of course, was facing multiple federal and state questions, inquiries, prosecutorial types of inquiries during his whole administration, really. And the district attorney's indictment in New York would be the first to charge his company. So let me make that clear. It's not him. It's his company with this allegedly criminal conduct, because that would fall into that scope. And a spokesperson for the Manhattan DA, Cyrus Vance, has not said anything, but and a lawyer for the Trump Organization isn't really responding at this point. They're just processing all of this, and this is expected to happen now heading into the weekend, and they're set to come after all these lawyers for the Trump Organization met twice with prosecutors in the last couple of days to present arguments about why the company shouldn't face criminal charges. So if they are facing charges, you know, you look, you would have to think, okay, where specifically are we talking about with these employees? And I think part of it is going to be whether certain employees pay taxes on benefits like rent-free apartments, car leases, private, you know, school tuition. I think the DA, and certainly in New York, they were going after finding what they could about Trump, and then obviously the organization. And so this is where they may have landed. Cash bonuses, you know, all of that would fall under those charges. So the specifics of that, I think, are coming up before the weekend. And this is a big weekend because it is a holiday weekend. I've already talked about the fact that so many people are going to be on the road. Gas has gone up. We have the heat wave that's happening. You know, I say this show is about the buzz in your backyard and my backyard. So the extreme heat is whether we're whiners or not. And I think in the Northwest, I give the people credit because it's starting to subside a little bit in Seattle and in Portland, but you're still dealing with some baking temps in the West, and millions of people are under these heat alerts. Canada especially getting nailed, and still some U.S. cities, the hottest temperatures that they've seen, more than 52 million specifically. You may be one of them listening to me that are under this heat warning or advisory. So as somebody who has ignored a heat warning once and got very, very sick, and feel fortunate, I was in great shape then, and I wasn't hydrating, I wasn't doing any of that, and I was in massively high temperatures. I was covering the Dallas Cowboys, and I was in Austin, Texas, and I was just ignoring, you know, how I felt, and I got really, really sick after I'd gotten off the field, and hours later it just hit me, and it was the worst, it may be the sickest I've ever been for a couple of days, and I was fine once I got fluids in me, but there's no question, it is, honestly, it is about hydrating and staying cool, whatever you have to do, you know, if you're in that situation. So you don't want to ignore heat advisories. I mean, listen, almost 700 people in Washington, and there's people listening to me in Washington, right? You know, visited emergency rooms for heat-related symptoms before the heat wave even hit its peak, and the hospital visits are up, which in a way is really good because, as I said, in my own case, I didn't do that. I knew nothing about that. I thought I was fine, and then I was really, really sick and had to be rushed to the hospital and had to have fluids put in me, and as I mentioned, it doesn't matter. I was in good shape. I felt comfortable, all that sort of thing, but I wasn't hydrating. I mean, I had a little tiny bit of water, and I was out in the baking heat for hours and hours and hours, and you just can't do that. That's it for my lecture. And because I've been through it, that's why I'm telling you that. Coming up, we're going to talk about, with Dr. Spahn, I mentioned him briefly at the beginning, his take on the vaccines for COVID-19 and what's happening in the country. Certainly nowhere near the 70% the president was hoping that the country would hit on 4th of July. But what's happening between the vaccinated and unvaccinated areas, and what does it mean for these variants? We touch on that a little bit in our conversation, and that's coming up in our third segment. But coming up next, we're talking about cyber crimes and how awful and how vast they've become. Stay with us.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com. A lot of the gas stations that we talked about in the Northeast and in the Southeast are finally getting some of the much needed petroleum. Instead of 2 weeks ago, the lines that were wrapped around a couple of blocks and they ran out. It was crazy what happened. Colonial Pipeline, the big hack, 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 where almost $5 million in ransom was paid to stop the hijacking. Ransomware attacks are up the last 2 years, and people are concerned about their information that some of these big companies hold, for one. But just how dangerous is it out there, and what can you do as an individual? But what should these companies be doing to watch your back? Jack Blunt joins us now, and he is the CEO of Intrusion, a cyber defense firm. They're that offensive machine that you need to kill some of these cyber attacks before they ruin your business. Hey, Jack, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
The Colonial Pipeline, what was your take on what happened there?
Well, I mean, it's typical, nothing unusual. Malware had probably, it looks like, been living on the network for about 2 years before it identified what it needed to take control and encrypt their data, and then they hit them. That's the typical pattern with malware these days. You know, it's much worse than I think you commented earlier. We do nothing but this for a living. I've been doing this, well, since the Internet started, really my whole life. We track about a cyber breach every 39 seconds of the day, around the clock, 24/7. So there's thousands of successful breaches. The pipeline was the most politically charged because it's part of our infrastructure, as you know. But, I mean, the Sunburst breach breached 18,000 businesses in one day just a few months ago. The Acer breach was the largest cyber breach ransomware in the history of the Internet. They paid $50 million to get their data back just a few weeks ago.
Wow. So as you said, you've done this your whole life, Jack, and 39 seconds, a breach every 39 seconds. That is staggering, that number. I'll call them the bad guys. Are they just getting smarter at this? There's more opportunity and people aren't good at protecting, perhaps, or good as they should be, protecting their assets when it comes to cybersecurity. What do you, chalk this up to?
Well, the bad guys have gotten dramatically more sophisticated. I was a CIO in the federal government, helped the government fight cybercrime for 4 years. I've seen attacks as many as 50,000 a day from China and Russia. And I've seen every flavor of it. But I can tell you in the last 3 years, cyber crime has gone from basically smart kids sitting at keyboards to PhDs with AI algorithms and supercomputers that attack every IP address on the Internet every second of every day. And they don't get tired like people or kids. They work constantly, and they attack your IP address until they find a way to breach it. They never give up. They don't get tired. They just keep hitting you over and over and over.
Yeah.
Our business that we protect, for example, we kill about 1.5 to 2 million attacks every single month.
Wow. 1.5 to 2 million.
That's how pervasive it is.
Wow. What do you tell a company that comes to you? What do you tell them they need to do? I mean, let's do A to Z. Let's do it all.
Well, I used to. I certainly was in that game for many years and knew everything that I thought you could do. But we really have no cybersecurity solutions in the market that work. And that's why the cyber criminals are having a heyday right now. And that's why I launched a new company, invented a new technology called Shield. It uses 100% AI, artificial intelligence, driven by supercomputers, just like the bad guys are using against us. But we use it real time to protect our customers. We guarantee any customer, any business on the planet, give us 5 minutes on your network, and we can show you your entire network is already infected with malware, and we can clean it and kill it all automatically for you. We have 19 patents. This is the most exciting project I've ever worked on, and I really enjoy it because I hate cybercrime. And, $3 trillion stolen from the world economy last year by cyber criminals, estimated to hit $6 trillion this year. We have to start taking an aggressive action.
Yeah, and I said that. So Shield is aggressive because I said that's what you do. You're going on the offense. That's what it's about, is getting ahead of the game. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said part of the problem is in some of these bigger companies, and maybe now they're taking this much more seriously. I mean, the numbers that you just said, I think, would make anyone in a big company think, hey, you need somebody in the C-suite that's saying, yeah, we got to spend money, like with Jack, and we got to get this Shield, and we got to do this, instead of waiting for something to happen. Is that part of the problem? It's too much of being, laying back and not getting ahead of it?
No, not at all, to tell you the truth. I mean, they are trying as hard as they can. They are spending millions of dollars in defense. All the big companies are. Now, the small companies are, but the big companies are, and they're getting breached anyway. Every bank in America has been breached in the last 12 months. Major retailers like Target, Home Depot, Marriott have been breached in the last 12 months. It doesn't matter how much you spend. The problem is we have not had a solution in the marketplace that was proactive. So all other solutions say, we think you got a bad guy on your network. Here's an alert. Have your IT guys go look at it. And they get thousands of alerts a day. They don't have enough IT guys to go look at it. And half the time they can't figure out what it is because it's very complex technology. We are 100% proactive. We kill an attack before it can get on your network. Or if it's on your network, before it can call home to do more damage. So everything we do is at the millisecond level. We, at the millisecond, open every packet of data on your network. We inspect it. If we think it's evil, we kill it. And that keeps your network safe. And you don't have to do any work. And we're really not expensive. We only charge $20 per month per workstation.
Wow. That isn't expensive per workstation. And then especially you got people that are working not even at the office. You have so many people that are working from home. Does that open things up even worse to the possibilities of the big hacks?
Well, it certainly does. I mean, what we've been saying since COVID started, and most everybody has, if you're going to have remote workers, they have to be on a VPN, a private network, which encrypts your data. If you're on a VPN, then we treat you at the home the same way we treat you and protect you when you're in the office. So, yes, everybody working remotely from large companies using a VPN is protected by our product just like they were in the office.
What do you tell individuals? Like, let's say someone's a solopreneur and they're starting to take off, but they're not there yet. They're not even really a small, small company, but they're doing well. They're crushing it. How do they protect their network?
Well, again, we've made the product affordable enough that even small companies can afford us. We do not at this time have a personal product for home. We are developing one. We'll have it out early next year. But right now, we just targeted the massive business market because that's who the cyber criminals are really hitting. It's really hard to get much money out of individuals at home.
Sure.
Again, $50 million Acer paid, $4.5 million, you know, the pipeline just paid.
Yeah.
I mean, every one of these attacks, the hospital 2 months ago paid $12 million. I mean, this big money in this.
Yeah, there's serious money in this.
Nobody goes to jail. It's the crime that nobody gets arrested for. You rob a bank, you're going to jail. You use cyber security attacks to rob businesses all day long, and nobody even can come after you.
Wow, crazy. So if somebody wants to look you up, Jack, where do they go?
I'm jackandintrusion.com. That's our website. That's my email address. We are fighting every day to stop cybercrime around the world. We sell internationally worldwide.
Love it. Intrusion. Good. Intrusion Shield. Jack, thanks for coming on. Love to have you back on again. Thanks.
My pleasure. Anytime. You have a good evening.
Yep. You too. All right. So scary numbers. Boy, just listening to Jack for 10 minutes, and it makes you think, is there any question when, as he said, and we know that, it's the big money, that ransomware, so no doubt they were going to pay that $4.5 million Colonial Pipeline, which is really a drop in the bucket compared to what so many others have paid. When you think of all the things that he said, the 39 seconds, that is crazy. $3 trillion lost last year, talking about doubling that, $6 trillion this year. So these guys that are smart, as he says, with that knowledge, the algorithm knowledge, AI, PhD types, they know where they're digging, and it's a question of stopping them before they get there. All right, coming up, we're headed to the mailroom. I'll meet you there.
Take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Rescue crews pulled six more bodies from the rubble of the collapsed condo tower in Surfside, Florida, bringing the confirmed death toll to 18. The bodies of two children, ages 10 and 4, were among those pulled out on Wednesday. 145 residents of the building remain unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava.
Any loss of life, especially given the unexpected, unprecedented nature of this event, is a tragedy. But the loss of our children is too great to bear.
And former Secretary of State Donald Rumsfeld has died. He's the only person to have served in the position twice, first from 1975 to 77, and again from 2001 to 2006. President George W. Bush praised Rumsfeld in a statement, saying he carried out his duty with strength, skill, and honor. Donald Rumsfeld was 88. This is USA Radio News. The World Health Organization has recommended that fully vaccinated people should continue to wear masks as protection against the highly infectious Delta variant of the coronavirus. But the CDC has not changed its recommendations that vaccinated people can take off the masks in most situations. Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says the WHO makes recommendations for the entire planet, and in many countries there are still low vaccination rates combined with a high infection rate. He tells CBS News that's not the issue in the United States.
So it is not comparable to look at what the WHO is recommending for the planet compared to what we in the United States, which have done generally quite well with vaccinations, why the CDC is remaining with their original recommendation that people who are vaccinated do not need to wear a mask indoor or outdoor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
This a lot on the show, so pay attention. This is going to be great, everybody. We have Dr. Nate Spann with us, and he's a clinical assistant professor, College of Pharmacy, Idaho State University. And, you know, we've been talking about traveling in the summer and how will the COVID-19 vaccination affect your summer plans? How does it affect those that aren't vaccinated? Nate, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Kate.
So why is receiving the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, important, especially with the summer months and summer plans right in front of us?
Yeah, well, the benefit is protection and peace of mind, you know, not only for the summer, but for the fall and the winter and the future. Sometimes we think of viral illnesses as diseases of the winter months, but anytime we're in close quarters, these viruses can spread. So, you know, protecting yourself, your family, and our communities with vaccination can make this summer feel safer and more normal with all that we'd like to do and catch up on. You know, we have weddings, travel. For me in my local area, I have a local baseball team I want to go see, things like that, right? You know, even accessing medical care without the fear of exposure. So vaccines have allowed many folks to go back to fun and even to go back to work feeling safer. I'll say that in our local Idaho hospitals, the patients in the ICUs and those who are still passing away are those who are not vaccinated. And, you know, these new cases are especially difficult for healthcare teams since vaccination could have prevented them. And the vaccines are safe and effective, and they're our best way to stay healthy. So, you know, if you're not vaccinated, no matter your age, because of those serious complications, it's a great thing to consider, not only for your summer plan, but for your future safety.
So what is still causing vaccine hesitancy in the states?
Yeah, so there's a number of items, and, you know, in the Pacific Northwest, we have some unique features as well that make people kind of pause or watch and wait when it comes to the vaccines. So we have a group of concerns related to vaccination in general that have been kind of things we've had as talking points for years. You know, these include concerns around the vaccine, you know, making you sick or containing worrisome additives. Maybe people have a fear of needles, as well as there's kind of a type of vaccine apathy where, you know, patients don't think that it impacts them or, you know, they don't see it as a personal threat to their health, so they don't think they need it. But in addition to these, there are a number of concerns surrounding the legitimacy of the pandemic for folks. This can be as fundamental as believing that the virus doesn't exist. May also believe that the virus was purposely created. It's a weapon used by the powerful for economic disruption or a means of control. Some might think that it messes with our DNA. You know, and since a lot of our guidance comes from the government, and a lot of folks don't really fully trust the government, they think that advice is illegitimate. So, you know, lots of reasons there. And it may be as simple for some that they just don't want to be told what to do. So they're kind of making a stand against feeling forced to become vaccinated.
Yeah.
You know, they might even think the vaccine was developed in a way that makes them uncomfortable. You know, so the hesitation and the apathy, they're complicated. There can be a mix of these beliefs, you know, and that doesn't even fully encompass all of them. And that is a whole, you know, hours long debate and discussion on all those points alone. But what I would say is, you know, the best way for patients to approach these conversations is to have an open mind and speak with a trusted healthcare professional who also has an open mind and who will listen. You know, and speaking to those patients out there for a moment, I would say you and your healthcare team members, such as your primary care provider, you should all be working together to better your health. And part of this involves your goals and your input. You know, and if you aren't given the chance to contribute and have your concerns answered, you're not receiving the best care. So, you know, make sure to keep asking questions, have your concerns addressed. And when it comes to these concerns I've highlighted, I want to say that I would encourage those with a feeling of distrust to find a healthcare provider who gives you that sense of trust. You know, healthcare providers have taken an oath to protect your health. It's a central duty of their role to limit disease, you know, help you live a longer and healthier life. And it's these trustworthy folks who were involved with the creation and the delivery of these life-saving vaccines.
Yeah, so along those same lines, I mean, that was all great information. I agree with you. Get those questions answered. What's your advice to those who are concerned about the safety and how effective the vaccine is?
Right. And so, yeah, asking those questions and wanting to know that information is very important. And if someone makes you feel like you don't need that information or your questions aren't relevant, that's kind of a red flag. You know, and at first you may have felt the vaccines weren't, you know, there wasn't enough information out there, which is reasonable, right?
Yeah.
We have kind of a rule in medicine that says you don't want your patients to be the very first on a new treatment and you don't want them to be the last on a treatment. So it makes sense, but you know, it should feel very encouraging now that 150 million Americans have been fully vaccinated. There's been more and more studies published. Monitoring is continuing and has been done extensively. And we know that serious side effects of the vaccine are very, very rare. I personally have administered and overseen thousands of COVID vaccines without a single serious side effect. And these patients are greatly benefiting, staying out of the hospital and staying healthy. You know, and our country's healthcare teams have been heavily invested in making absolutely sure that these vaccines are safe and effective. You know, one example is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine pause. You know, they paused it. They said, stop for the time being giving this vaccine. We're going to investigate more before resuming its availability. And, you know, it's good remembering that complications and bad outcomes from getting COVID itself is much more common. You know, and we don't know the long-term complications of getting the natural infection. So getting the vaccine is a real nice, easy way to bypass that.
Yeah. You know, one of the questions that a lot of people had in the beginning, and I think they still use this as a reason why, well, geez, you know, how could they have gotten this vaccine developed so quickly?
Right. Yeah. And that's a really important discussion. So in an emergency, you want to pool more of your resources into a higher priority need. And with the emerging COVID-19 pandemic, you know, more resources were allocated to vaccine development in order to complete all the necessary testing and prevent the spread of the illness. You know, and as a healthcare provider, you know, before I'm recommending treatments, I want to make sure that they're safe and effective as well and that no steps were skipped in the process. So I can relate to that need to know. And the key point is that no steps were shortened or skipped. And vaccine technology has been improving and progressing for over a century, so we were kind of standing on the shoulders of giants for a while there, right?
Yeah.
And maybe the biggest feature was that vaccine production started happening as data was being analyzed. So that was preparing for the rollout, and that saved a lot of time. And now that we've seen so many patients vaccinated, again, that 150 million Americans fully vaccinated, we've been able to see even more clearly how safe and effective the vaccines are on a wide level.
And here's the other thing that I get in discussions, Doc, is about the side effects. What are the side effects?
Yeah. So, you know, the most common side effect is a sore arm where the shot was given. You know, the COVID vaccines, they do not contain any live virus, so they can't give you COVID. But other possible side effects are related to the fact that the vaccine is activating the immune system, which is what we want it to do, so that we develop antibodies and protection. But with that, we can kind of feel crummy under the weather, you know, headache, elevated temperature, muscle aches, chills, that kind of thing. These are very manageable, though. You can stay hydrated, eat what you can. Resting really helps. If you take pain relievers or fever reducers for chronic pain, you'll likely have more mild side effects. If you take a fever reducer or pain reliever when symptoms start, you should feel much better. Most folks can take generic Tylenol or acetaminophen to manage the side effects. You know, if your arm's sore, just moving it, keeping it loose can help prevent that pain and soreness. You can use an ice pack on it for 10-minute periods a few times a day just to bring down the swelling and numb the pain. And picking an arm you don't sleep on can help, so that doesn't mess with your sleep. Another good thing people are surprised is that it's good to keep in mind that side effects are not guaranteed. There are a lot of patients that don't experience any bothersome side effects at all. If they get a two-dose series, some have worse side effects after the first, some the second, some do after the second, but not the first, all sorts of varieties. So really hard to predict. Some who have had COVID before getting the vaccine, they might have a little bit more of a reaction side effects because their body has developed a bit of immunity. But again, none of that's guaranteed. But really, in short, most tolerate the vaccines really well, and you can reduce any side effects with a pain reliever and fever reducer for a really manageable experience overall.
Yeah, that's what I found. I had no side effects whatsoever for everybody listening. Just a little bit when I stupidly slept on the arm. That was it. Is exactly what you said, Doc. You addressed that, so don't do that. You know, that was my fault, but otherwise it was smooth, very, very smooth. Where can our listeners go for more information?
Yeah, so, you know, vaccines.gov is a great resource. It's a CDC-created site. They talk a lot in more detail about the safety and effectiveness that I've discussed here. But, you know, to reiterate one of my prior points, you know, a great source of information for you is an actual local trusted healthcare professional. So I recommend seeking out someone who's going to listen to your concerns, make you feel comfortable taking that next step toward vaccination. If you're not really sure where to find that person, if you find where vaccines are being given, you're going to find someone who's qualified, someone who can answer your questions in a non-judgmental way.
Yeah, I love that. All right, Dr. Nate Spann, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate for having me, and go Zags.
That's right, go Zags. I love it.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Radomir Wojciech Luza joins us now. He's written a book called Heiress of Angels, and we had such an interesting conversation off the air. I've spent time in L.A., and he spent a lot of time in L.A. It's a collection of poetry and prose. Rado, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. I got nothing else to do on this Thursday in a nursing home, so I might as well be with you.
Well, we're happy to have you. Tell us why you wrote the book.
Well, it's a tribute to Los Angeles, nothing more, nothing less, but it also talks a lot about love and metaphysics and philosophy and romance and politics. There's some sports thrown in, and in the middle of the book, there's about 15 to 20 poems that talk about what it's like to be lonely and homeless, which I was when I first got here to Los Angeles, and I think the poems are so heartbreaking and immensely raw and naked that they rip your soul and your gut out, and you want to read it just for those 15 or 20 poems. And the fact is, it's a tribute to Los Angeles. It's, you know, it's a great town. It's a beautiful city, but if you're not careful, it can really, really hurt you as well. There's ups and there's downs like any place else, but you have to be careful to kind of find the middle ground, the balance, to kind of find your own chi, so to speak, your own karma, and not go too far into any extreme.
Yeah, and so what brought you to Los Angeles those many years ago, and what happened that you had to pull yourself up from a situation that you were in where you found yourself homeless?
Well, I came to Los Angeles in 2006, which is 15 years ago, exactly 15 years, mainly to pursue the acting in the industry, because I'm a SAG-AFTRA, Actors Equity, a union actor, and I was in the New York area living in Jersey City, But I had an awful divorce with my ex-wife, and her name is Monica, but anyway, I won't give out her last name. And I was heartbroken, and I was lonely, and I was living here, and I just ran out of money. I only brought a certain amount of money out here, and I ran out of it because I was staying in motels and hotels and having to pay for food. And so I ended up living in Skid Row at the shelters there, and that was quite bad. But the people there, especially the African-American people, they got me through. They always say, white boy, you're going to make it. White boy, you're going to get through. And I believed them, and I did get through, and my dad helped me out. And it was really an unwelcome situation, but it was also welcome because I got to see the underbelly, so to speak, of Los Angeles. And that's a lot of what I write about, is the underbelly of Los Angeles. It's a tribute to Los Angeles, but in a sort of a way that I write about the underbelly and the shortcomings of the city, as well as the positive points and the triumphs of the town.
Yeah, you write about Hollywood. You talk about, like, as you said, LAX. One of your poems, LAX Baggage Claim.
Boy, yeah, it's one of my favorites. Yeah,
yeah, I've had experiences there, so I laughed out loud thinking that how many times I went through LAX. And it's interesting. You talk about Santa Monica. You talk about you know, music, and you talk about Red Velvet. It's interesting too, because we talked off the air and you mentioned comedy, and you mentioned, you know, what it was like to race to a comedy club. So you certainly had some high moments too, where you had some successes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there was some successes. I did a lot of, not a lot, but a few gigs or sets over at the Comedy Store. But I can't say I'm very fond of the club. They seem very interested more in making money than in talent. But anyway, that was a success, and I've published now about 13 or 14 books here of poetry. That's been really good. I've had a chance to do that. I've got two books coming out, in the next, this year. Onyx Rose is a collection of poetry and prose published by Christian Faith Publishing in Meadville, Pennsylvania. That's coming out this year. And Copper Carnation, a collection of poetry published by Author House. That's coming out this year. They're in Bloomington, Indiana. I also started with a friend of mine, Marianita Mann. I started a poetry reading about 10 years ago called Unbuckled NoHo, in other words, North Hollywood poetry. And that's been a real success. We've had a lot of really talented LA and other people come through there, feature and do the open mic, and it's been a real success. And really talented and gifted and interesting and just interested people in poetry and in the verse and in the written word and the spoken word come through there and make a name for themselves and just make us fall to the ground like a leaf listening to their words.
And so with all the things that you've written and now the success of the poetry that you started in North Hollywood, the fact that you give people the opportunity there, what do you hope people take away from reading Eros of Angels, a collection of poetry and prose?
That they're touched and moved by it to make a better life for themselves, that to become, I don't want to say better people, but more rounded people, more balanced people, people that are more in touch with themselves and society and civilization and God, and who put a hand out to other people, who help other people in need, who love other people, who understand what the meaning of love is, that to me love is God and God is love, that they'll read the book and they'll fly to L.A. and they won't look at it as a superficial, materialistic town, but some place where they can find themselves and some place where they can learn to find their core and their middle and their soul soul and their heart and their very being and never ever look back.
I like that thought. So in the end, you know, we started with you moving to L.A. and what that was like and people helping you. Was it worth it for you to move to L.A.?
Yeah, because I've been through so much trouble just to stay here that I think God must have it in his crossword puzzle for me to stay here and for me to live here, because it took so much effort out of me just to stay here that those first few weeks, that I think there must be some reason that it took that kind of effort and struggle and challenge, and that is that I think I'm supposed to be here, and that I'm supposed to be living here, and that I'm supposed to be giving here, and I'm supposed to be sharing here, and I'm supposed to be looking around for my next result and challenge and creative effort.
Yeah, I like that. Eros of Angels, a collection of poetry and prose. Radomir Wojciech Luza, thank you so much for joining us. You can get the book on Amazon.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kate. You're a delight, and I hope your audience got something out of this, besides being woken up early on a Thursday morning. And I really want to thank you very much for this. God bless you, and I hope you we get to meet sometime and we get to chat. And thank you very much. You're very delightful and very nice lady.
Thank you, Rado. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
All right, how interesting talking to Rado. He's got his finger on the pulse, I think, of really what it's like to move to L.A., that whole idea of the dreams of getting there from other parts of the country and the draws. He was talking about what people don't know about L.A., but the draw of the entertainment business and how tough it really is to make it. And a lot of his poetry focuses on that, and he talked about leaving the East Coast, and he's got a poem called I Left My Heart in New York City, and I'm Not Sure I'll Get It Back. And that's something to read, that and Hollywood Holla and Hollywood in general. And he really, again, nails what it's like to make that kind of a move and then to be there and feel what it's like to live in a city like Los Angeles. And it's a great read. And if you are a fan of poetry, he absolutely, absolutely has the gift. So once again, you can get his book, Eros of Angels, a collection of poetry and prose. You can get that on Amazon.com. Thanks for listening to this interview, and thanks for listening to the show. Make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.